Welcome back. So welcome to week two, Here Is Your Greater Purpose. So I'll get you to grab your notes out and we might just double check over your week one, which was the very first week we did our homework. So listing three things that you're most grateful for. So just to recap over that, having a look and seeing where you were grateful at over that week. So you want to be able to also do this on a weekly basis if you can. So not only have I got you starting it now, that journal that you want to write, and you want to write in it all the time if you possibly can over this 8 weeks. What that will do is just help with your subconscious and your conscious mind training, which we're going to talk about now, and bringing everything to the conscious mind of what's been happening in your life over the last week of learning all this stuff. And at the end of the 8 weeks, it'll be something that you have this book with you forever. And it's good to be able to still keep journaling and still keep writing in your book about your affirmations and how they work and your goal setting. It's always good to continuously update that. So it's good to be able to go back over things and also date them. It's really important to have a date and journaling what your feelings are too, because you can always go back over where you started to where you finished on that 8 week program with me, your journey along the way. So I hope you did this, and keep updating every couple of days if you possibly can of something that you're most grateful for. It will really make a big change in your life by doing this. And it's a really good attitude as well to have. Makes you feel good. So we'll go into week two. Here is our greater purpose. And I call this the missing link. The reason for that is a lot of people out there find that they need to find what's right for them to work within the now. And we call this mindfulness, working within the now. But how do you do this? How do you work within your mindset right this moment? Especially if you're feeling unhappy, or you're going through some hard times, how do you really overcome those horrible feelings? And so the missing link I talk about is energy. And I go through this at quantum level. So it's all scientifically proven that we do have energy around us. It's a molecule that's around us. And it's made up of atoms, which consist of nucleus, surrounded by a cloud of electrons, protons, and neurons. So these are tiny particles surrounded by energy. This means that everything, including every one of us, is surrounded by constantly moving vibrations of energy, which is all proven. So the good thing with that is we know there's energy around us. How can we work with that energy? And I always talk about with my clients, karma, you know, the karmic effect. It talks about positive creates positive, negative creates negative. And how does that work with energy? So we'll go into that. What is energy and how it works? So in your notes, I talk about a quantum level, but also the metaphysics of energy. And the metaphysics of energy is more the unknown, what's not being proven, what's out there. And this is something that I really work with energy, with my Reiki, and we'll go more into that down the track with Reiki energy and chakra rebalancing, but also what my thoughts are on this. It's not a religion as such. It's mainly my beliefs. Everybody has their own beliefs out there, but this helped me along the ways as I grew up, and also has helped me with my clients in creating what they want to create out of their mind and body and spirit. So I know it works, and that's good to work with your own beliefs and your religion, but you can add this into it and see if it works for you. So at quantum level, humans are masses of energy, and quantum science has proven in experimental studies that we can influence objects, even people, events, and situations that we've never imagined. So we do have the power to transform energy through thought and intention alone. So I do put an example in there of a person who images running a 100-meter sprint will react as if they are running a race. They display symptoms as a elevated heart rate. So they've been padded up to like an electrode system that actually does monitor their heart rate. And it's shown that when they've been talked through a race, it's shown that they are visualizing the race, and then their heart rate increases and their physical body temperature increases as well. So there's been lots of examples out there and studies showing that thought and intention alone can change our body structure and our functioning. So how do our minds work with this? Our subconscious mind, and these are my own beliefs. There's a lot of different talking out there on subconscious and conscious mind training, and everybody has their own thoughts on this. A lot of people on the internet, metaphysical teachers, have different ways of talking about it, different words. We all think very similar. This is my wording, so you are more than welcome to use my own wording, but otherwise there's lots of different wording for subconscious and conscious mind. But what I look at it is, the subconscious mind holds all our positive beliefs and is the driving force behind what we are here to do. It speaks of our gut instinct and our intuition, like the little man on your shoulder, your third eye. There's lots of different ideas out there on that. So our conscious mind holds all the negative thoughts we're taught over time, and also positive thoughts filtered from our subconscious mind. So over the page, I've given you some examples of negative thoughts and positive thoughts. So negative thoughts from our conscious mind that we probably feel on a regular basis, self-centeredness, self-aggravation, fear, anger, anxiety. There's lots of different ones there. But I put more of the positives in there from the subconscious mind. Humility, wisdom, love, compassion. There's lots of different positive emotions there that we can actually create from our own minds. So in a nutshell, quantum science tells us that we can change our negative thoughts and habits into positive ones at will through harnessing the energy of our own thoughts and intentions. This allows us more easily to listen to our subconscious mind, which guides us towards more positive decisions. So what we want to think about there is, how can I change my negative thought of anger into a positive thought of love? And at the time you're thinking anger, the last thing a lot of people are thinking is love. How do I change that? So you've really got to look within you and within sight of how my subconscious mind, which is the driving force behind the positive thought process, can change my conscious mind at will. It might take a few goes to change that. So then I go into the changing of habits, because a lot of this does become a habit. We've been thinking these same thoughts time and time again since we're young, and it becomes a conscious thing every day, and it's like a daily deliberate action. Anger becomes such a widespread emotion over that whole day that just takes over our mind, and our subconscious mind is trying to come through with our positive thoughts, and it's very hard to do that when you've got this anger and anxiety and all these negative thoughts. So I'm going to teach you how to do that through your changing of your habits. So we'll look at our habits, which is a behavior that is embedded in our mind so that it becomes automatic. Again, a daily deliberate action, I call it. Much of our lives comprise of a collection of habits that dictate many of our physical, emotional, mental actions and our reactions. Again, our reactions, the karmic effect: positive creates positive, negative creates negative. If someone is angry towards you, the first thing most people do is become anger towards them. And that just becomes a snowball effect of negative emotions throughout the whole day. So we want to change that. You can't change the way other people say things to you or talk to you or make you feel, but you can change your thought process of how you react to that. So the more we focus on these habits, the more they become embedded in our conscious mind and become harder to change. So how do we do this? How do we change that karmic effect of negative just creates that negative thought? To replace that bad habit with good ones, we have to break the chemical and emotional associated with our minds that have with that bad habit. So it could be a chemical or an emotional association, or both. We have to rewire our brains. This requires concentration at will. But if you are aware and want to change, then you can do this. So remember that it took regular, repeated action to install this unwanted habit. So it'll take regular action to undo them again. This could be over many, many years of being an aggressive person due to reactions of other people or your upbringing. So it is going to take time. And these are things you've really got to focus on. And it's probably one of the hardest parts of the program that I've got here, which is about the changing of the habits. But I've brought this to your attention at the beginning of the 8 weeks so you can work on it throughout the time with these other workshops that will help you work with these changing of your habits. So by replacing your bad habit with a good one, you will strengthen your will, and this happens every time you reject a bad habit. Every time you consciously take action to replace a bad habit with a good one, it will become easier, and it does become easier. So you might have come across habits like physical habits, like an eating habit, for example. Chocolate's a classic for me. I used to be addicted to chocolate, and once I would say no to a piece of chocolate, it became easier and easier, and I don't have much chocolate in my life anymore. I used to be completely addicted to chocolate. And I found that was very hard for me because it becomes a physical thing too, because I got the withdrawals, believe it or not, from chocolate. So it could be a physical thing as well as an emotional thing. So list three bad habits you would like to lose below. So that could be one of them. It could be giving up smoking. It could be a physical, but it could also be an emotional habit of, for example, I would like to stop this anger that I have, this feeling of anger that I have towards people inside me. I've got a bad habit of becoming angry all of a sudden. I have a fear of spiders, for example. And they're always going to be around me because I live in a place that there's lots of spiders. So then you want to become, how do I change this habit of fear towards this spider? So you've got your physical, you've got your emotional habits as well. So list those three down below, and then you'll list your good habits when you would like to replace, what you would like to replace, and maybe when you would like to replace them. So you always replace the bad with a good. All right, because what we tend to do is, for example, giving up smoking, most people tend to put on weight. Now that's because they will change it with another bad habit of eating food, but bad food to replace that habit because it's an emotion and it feels good when you're having a cigarette. It doesn't feel good when you're giving up. So you replace it with something that makes you feel good, which is food, which becomes a snowball effect because that also makes you feel bad after eating it. So you want to replace it with a good habit. So it might be something like I start yoga classes, or I go to the gym and I do some exercises, or I take my dog for more walks than what I normally would. So you've got to find things that will make you feel better but not be detrimental to you either. So you need to change that with a positive habit. So you'll list those. And do one at a time. So don't overwhelm yourself. And this may be something you do over the whole 8 weeks. You'll change one a week or one every couple of weeks, okay, with a good one. So you've got some homework there. So you'll focus on changing one habit. Each day, use your journal to record how this is making you feel and whether or not you are succeeding. If you succeed in this changing of the first one, then move on to the next one. So again, one habit at a time. And down the bottom, I've got lists, this week's affirmations. So I've put an affirmation in there, but you need to add to it. So I will change whatever the bad habit's going to be and replace it with whatever the good habit's going to be. May this be embedded into my conscience to make it easy for me to achieve. I am worthy of achieving anything I desire and love myself for doing it. So that is a really positive, strong affirmation. Some of you may have used this before. I've used this in my meditation workshops and it works a treat for people, and I've only ever had positive feedback from that particular one. There are many out there that you can use. Just find something that is in the now. So I will change and I am changing. Okay. So that's your homework for that week, week two. So I'll leave you with that, and I look forward to seeing you for your week three. Enjoy your week.